Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with the first chapter of a wonderful story from Akandriel entitled The Howling Wind of Spindleskog. Background music by Smart Sound. The sound of the unseen entity manifested like fire and scorching judgment and punishment all in one. It was a simple screech that broke the silence in the dark forest with a chilly gutterance. The chill started from Twistar's spine, searing its way to his arms and leaving his hands cold as soon as the piercing cry hit his ears. Through his entire being was the agony of a painful panic gnawing into the depths of his consciousness and finding no resting place. There was no escape from his tormenting desires, desires that had brought this on him. Vengeance. "I know you're here," he yelled. The signs had been there, etched in his mind, from when the fang struck deep into the chests, injecting its venom into its prey, and incapacitating the systems with poison that flowed through their bodily tissue, capillaries, and veins. The poison accelerated decay, liquefying the victim's internals into a mush, leaving behind a burned and empty carcass husk. All his companions lay dead. Twistar wasn't able to prevent these traumatic events. His brain is swollen from recurring thoughts of the disaster. Continuous use of inhaling smoke from burning stimulants and drinking ale did little to calm his shaky nerves. The ray of light passes through a crack in the forest trees, unveiling a moon hung from the sky by an ancient orb. It's this specific light that only reveals the entity during the night, the creature that made him angry and full of spite. Twistar's revenge is buried deep inside, but its strength resurfaces from time to time, sparking his desire to find the creature that slaughtered everyone during the fight. The area is partially illuminated by fragmentations of light hindering Twistar's sight, but he sees a peculiar shadow that isn't completely concealed by the darkness of night. It may reveal the creature nearby. He navigates through cobwebs, twigs, and leaves using his stealthy expertise, sneaking closer to the shadow's form, preparing himself to unleash his raging storm. Twistar feels an odd sensation when he arrives at the battleground, feeling the essence of the horror, not forgetting just how he felt when the creature handed its strike without making a sound nor revealing any identifiable presence at night. He remembers the silence, then the attack that surprised them when the creature displayed its form, a faint shadow exposing a familiar size and a blurring screech that echoed off the mountainside. "Please make it stop," Twistar pleaded. Twistar's head points down as he cries when recalling images from that night. His eyes watering, and his mouth fills with saliva while the liquid in his throat dries. He shivers in his own perspiration, and his subtle vibrations shake the stains of sweat off his skin. "I know you're here," he yelled.